This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, what is going on with your Knicks? They are up 2 games to none.
Brunson will make a move. The shooter buzz to the rack, and he got it to go. Brunson. 21-2, run by New York.
This is unbelievable.
For a second consecutive game on the floor of the defending champs.
It was happening again.
Bing bong! Bing bong!
Yeah, bing bong in your face off. He'll be on fire today, I'm sure, Adam Schein. That was Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller on TNT as the Knicks had that 21-2 run. They were trailing 84-68 with 8:04 to go in the fourth quarter. And then Boston didn't make a shot until the dunk by Jason Tatum. It was clank after clank, and the Knicks win, and they're up 2-0. And so now you get to some of the reaction, like one Shaquille O'Neal on TNT with lots of love for New York.
You know, my favorite part of that whole thing is looking at the clips, and you see Celtics shooting threes, and you see Knicks playing old school basketball, taking a high percentage shot, drawing and kicking, going to the hole.
The Knicks look like a well-coached team, and Boston looked like a team that was just out there. I don't know what they were doing. Here's Evan Roberts. He usually does a Rico Bronya Mets podcast, but he wasn't talking Mets. He had to start it this way.
A small part of me dies every time something good happens for the New York Knicks.
So he's had a couple of deaths the last couple of nights. Now he's going to have to be staring at one Tommy Lugauer today for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Tommy on social media reacted to the game.
The narrative, you know it already, after this game is, what's going on with the Celtics? What's wrong with the Celtics? I'll tell you what's wrong with the Celtics. They're playing the effing Knicks!
That's a generational talent right there, man. That's an up-and-comer, man. That is confidence.
Yeah, that is confidence, all right. And you even had NBC Sports in Boston. I don't. So this would be the equivalent of SNY, you know, when like Nikki Lauderullo is there, like on the court, maybe John Jastrzemski is sitting with her and they're kind of reacting to, this would be the equivalent. I don't know who they are, but very good at what they do. They were praising the Knicks post game up in Boston.
They're competitive. They're tough. Mikal Bridges had 0 points in the first half, and all of a sudden he gets hot the second half. Jalen Brunson didn't have his best of games. But
let's say this. They're cockroaches. No matter what the Celtics do to put them in a compromised position, they do not just sit there and take it.
That's a hell of a compliment.
They're cockroaches.
Yes. Like they don't die.
You could step on them.
How great is that?
You could give them poison.
You ever called a cockroach?
No, I haven't. But then again, I am working. I mean, there are a lot of cockroaches associated with this radio station.
We had that one big one, actual cockroach, in the bathroom.
Yes.
That thing was huge.
Ginormous.
Yeah, that thing had a beard.
Didn't we give it a name? Carl the Cockroach or something?
It was so big and gross, man. It had the big antennas.
I know.
I'll never forget that cockroach.
I'm aware.
I mean, that cockroach.
Didn't Youssef take care of that?
I don't know. I think that cockroach is on the New York City Council right now.
But wouldn't you agree that that is, in this case, that's a compliment?
Yeah.
No, it is.
I mean, I don't think you want to be called a cockroach. I mean, it really is.
They're grinders.
That won't go away.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a pretty good analogy. Cockroaches. Here was Jalen Brunson, how he gets locked in late in these games.
It's a focus that I need to have at that moment. You can't really worry about what happened previously in the game. It's all about just focusing, having a clear mind, just trying to win the game. That's just my mindset. And I wouldn't be that way without my teammates.
Well, he didn't have his best of games and had the two clutch free throws late. Here was Josh Hart. He seemed a little distracted by the fire alarm in the background, but would get through it.
This is about continuing to get better. No one else is worried about that. And figuring out a way to put together a full 48-minute game.
And so the Knicks have been down but not out, and now they have a 2-0 series lead. Joe Mazzulla up in Boston, I guess he was asked about this a couple of different ways, but he was asked about not calling that timeout with 12 seconds to go and kind of letting his team play.
I had one left, got a good look on the exact same play 20 seconds earlier, tried to execute the exact same thing. They did a better job of their lower pickup point, and we weren't able to get the advantage that we had on the last Tatum dunk. So good full court setting. They subbed out Towns, weren't able to sub out Brunson, had action there, and just didn't execute.
And then we talked about Kristaps Porzingis. He didn't start, came into the game. Not much of an impact. Here was Porzingis.
I'm dealing with some, I don't know how to call it, but I'm just not feeling my best. I'm not feeling my best at all. But, you know, it kills me inside that it's happening in this moment.
Yeah, well, he's got an opportunity if he can come back and be a little bit better in Game 3 at the Garden on Saturday, 3:30 start. Boy, a Knicks win, they go up 3 games to none. So we will see who would have ever thunk that.
I wouldn't have thought this. I wouldn't have thought 2 games to none.